This one is entitled, The USA Sucks. The USA sucks. It sucks more oil, water, power, and energy than anyone else anywhere. It produces more waste, nuclear, plastic, noxious gas, and it forces its garbage onto others. It has a military presence in most places on Earth, armadas on all high seas, and in space with global positioning technology capable of peering at us through ceilings, floors, and walls, exacting to the size of a dime. It is the hyperpower. It is consuming our planet single-handedly, and it must be addressed by all of us as an international community of concerned human beings who realize the truth. The USA is too powerful and not nearly responsible enough. What is happening in the United States of America is shameful, pathetic, and racist. Americans drunk on technology or passed out from overindulgence during the Clinton era weren't even woken up from their reverie of engorgement when slapped hard on 9/11/2001. Wake up. Your elders have no idea what they are doing. They refuse to leave the world stage quietly. Instead, they force their high-tech savvy grandchildren to create pro-war content that glorifies them as the greatest generation, which the whiz kids are willing to do for a paycheck, weekly doses of friends, recreational drugs, an urban club scene, and their sexual freedom. The warmongering generation dumbly rattles the wheels of their chairs like sabers and scream blindly about wars past as though they have an understanding of weapons of today. They don't. World peace can only happen through peaceful, multilateral disarmament. Our corporate-controlled television programming devoted to soaps, sports, entertainment, and even to watching each other behave stupidly has been so successfully marketed that we have become skittish and defensive about our own ignorance, unable to admit we know nothing about the world, indoctrinated by the endless slogans of Big Brother in our schools, churches, and movie houses. Columbus discovered America. The USA is an idiot child in a world of ancient cultures, China, India, Africa, Australia, Europe, and right now this idiot child is being led down the toilet by a crusty, stubborn, rigid, militant culture headed by pseudo-Christian haters who have audaciously remade Thou Shalt Not Kill into its opposite. They spit venom at others while acting out all evil human behavior themselves, bombing, killing, butchering, name-calling, hatred, bigotry, and they, the Bush Americans, see no hypocrisy in it. Yes, the USA sucks. It sucks oil like no one else. It sucks water and power and energy, and it defecates more poison than anyone anywhere ever. Its freedoms have spawned unsupportable gluttony, all in the name of the man's liberty. His insatiable need to consume all property and to have total control of humanity. And what will the Bush Americans do after the regime changes? What will the Walker do about China and India? They are nuclear powers. What if they start to hate us because he is so stupid and he doesn't see what a mess he is making? What if rogue Al-Qaeda members choose to hide in China? What the USA is doing now and has been doing since September 16th of 2001 has spawned war crimes lawsuits against the U.S. military and this week in Japan against George Walker Bush himself. We look like idiots. Our foreign policy scheme is built on ignorance of the world and its cultures. Our philosophy is far outpaced by our technology, and the superficial candy we produce does nothing but poison and dull our own minds and tastes. We are responsible for franchisism and commercial uglification. The USA is out of control. Silently, corporately empowered Americans let this charade continue. Worse, they are stealing oil, minerals, and money as the rest of us sink further and further into depression and chaos. Bush is asking for nuclear war, baiting others to give it to us, and we can't even say, "Stand down, damn it, before you kill us all. Stop the Walker, stop the warmongers, tranquilize the bellicose."